Frazier joining me, an alderman in the 1st District here in Racine. Well, good to have you on board.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, first time in here.
Yes, sir.
And once you're in, you're always welcome. Just come on in. So I got a whole bunch of things to talk to you about because we don't really know much about you. You're brand new.
Yep.
You just got the job back in April, I guess.
About April 15th.
Or
April 1st, technically.
So the 1st District, for people that don't know, is where?
It's downtown Racine. The northern boundary is Main and Hamilton. The southern boundary is Main and 11th.
Do you live in that district?
I do live in that district.
Okay. Do you have to if you're an alderman? You have to live there?
You have to live there.
Okay, I didn't know that. All right, I never planned to ever get into politics. And I got to ask you, why did you do it? You're a young guy. You're bright. Why get into politics? It's like, I was talking before we went on the air. There's no upside to it.
Yeah.
Unless people say, well, I want to help people make a difference. And that's good. That's very honorable to do that. But it's tough.
It is tough. I always had a love of history growing up, and my mother always bought me history books that dealt with wars and presidents and local issues like civil rights and the Depression and stuff like that, and just watching how people rallied to meet their moment, which is sort of my key phrase, meet their moment back then kind of... gave me the motivation to do this.
Okay. Let's do a little background on you.
Okay.
You're from Wisconsin. You're a local yokel. Whereabouts? Give us...
So I grew up, I was born in Milwaukee, lived in Kenosha, and then I moved to Racine when I was 12 years old.
Okay. That's pretty good. So you are in the Army, Reserves.
Army Reserves, yes.
And so you do travel.
I travel a lot.
Now, when I spoke to you recently about coming on here... I heard people with a southern accent in the background. So you were...
Yeah. I was at Fort Benning, Georgia. Yeah. I attended officer candidate school.
That's right by Alabama, right?
On the border. Yeah. It was very hot. And I did that for 3 months and successfully completed the course. And now I'm a second lieutenant.
Wow, you are a bright guy. Now, you have a master's degree. Why don't you tell them about your education?
So I have a bachelor's degree. Well, first, I graduated high school from Racine Lutheran. And then I went to Carthage College and got my bachelor's of science in political science. And then I got mobilized with the Army during COVID and completed my master's in public policy from Liberty University.
That's a lot of accomplishments for a young guy.
Yeah.
So where do you want to go from here?
Right now, I work full time for the Racine County Sheriff's Office. I enjoy what I do. So just staying within the realm of law enforcement for right now and then seeing what the future holds.
What do you do in the sheriff's department?
So I'm a patrol deputy, but my assignment right now is the school resource officer for Union Grove High School. So during the school year, I'm in the school, hanging out with kids, talking to teachers, talking to students, going over public safety plans in case the school ever has... a catastrophe, God willing, we never have to experience that, but I'm just there to maintain and leverage relationships with all of the stakeholders.
My guest is 1st District Alder Malik Frazier. When I went to school, high school, we didn't have police in the school. Yeah. I mean, I don't remember having any trouble in the school. And we had 4,000 students in my high school. Just in my graduating class, 970.
Yeah.
But we had four grades, and they were all about 1,000 each.
Yeah.
And so we just don't have any trouble with all those people in the school.
Yeah.
Now you got to have police officers in the school. What changed?
I mean, there's a lot that changed. I think people's mindsets and attitudes changed. In today's time, one of the topics that have come to the forefront is mental health, and understanding that mental health is a real stigma that needs to be addressed. And then, you know, just some people just like doing violent things for no reason. No,
but did that change? Because, again, in my high school, I don't remember anything happening like that. I don't think we ever had the police called in the 4 years I was there. And I lived in the New York area. Yeah. So you figure somebody would be causing problems, but nobody did.
Yeah.
I just don't know what changed.
I'm not really sure what changed, but one thing that I can tell you is having me in that school or just law enforcement in any school is good for our current climate with law enforcement. Simply because we can unearth some of the mysteries of law enforcement. And if I can create a good relationship with a 13, 14-year-old to where they're comfortable around law enforcement, hopefully what they see in the news or on social media can not influence their behavior or their attitudes towards law enforcement.
You know, it breaks my heart when I see these news stories, even YouTube videos with the a 12 or 13-year-old kid with a gun who shoots somebody. He just ended his whole life.
Yeah.
His life is over.
He'll
spend the rest of his life in juvenile detention or prison.
Yeah.
And they just give it up like that.
And some of these kids are being tried as adults, as minors.
Yeah.
Because of the egregiousness of their crimes.
I just don't know what puts somebody's mindset to just throw their life away like that. They don't think, obviously. If they thought, they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, but when we talk about kids, you know, my mother has been in social work for over 35 years. And we've had trainings about the adolescent mind and how it's not developed. And if we aren't careful with how we handle these young people, it can trigger thoughts and emotions and actions that are not in keeping with who they truly are.
Okay, so you became a first district alder.
Mm-hmm.
What made you do that? Because you have a full-time job already. It sounds like you're very busy. Yes. So what made you choose the alder job?
My mother always instilled in me that service is the ultimate goal. Like, that's what we're here to do. And it's just another capacity for me to serve. There are a lot of issues within the first district, and I just think that it's time for them to get addressed.
Okay, like what?
Right now, one of the biggest things, and it's not limited to first district, but it's everywhere. It's public safety is an issue. Downtown, how do we attract more businesses? How do we get more people downtown to shop? Our homeless population, trying to get them the resources that they need so that they can become productive members of society. It's a lot of common things. The financial status of our city right now is a hot topic. And then grocery stores and the lack thereof within the city of Racine.
Okay. I don't know if it's your district where Memorial and State, is that your district?
No.
Yeah, because Walgreens is closing there.
Yes.
Save-A-Lot closed up across the street recently.
Yes. Yep.
And, I mean, they're running out of places for people in that neighborhood, unless you have a car.
Yeah. And you had to go out to Mount Pleasant or Caledonia. And for a lot of people, you know, it's not that the timing. It's just not affordable.
And that was my Walgreens.
Yeah.
I feel terrible. They close August 5th at 12 noon. I want to be there at 11:59 and cry.
Yeah.
I've been going there almost 20 years for that Walgreens. And I just, now I have to go with a bunch of strangers up on Douglas Avenue.
Got to go to
Caledonia. I'm not a big person who loves change.
Yeah.
And when they said to me at the counter, they said, you know, we're closed. That's after the car ran into the wall. They said, you know, we're closing. The lower lip started quivering. I felt terrible.
Started trembling and stuff.
Because it's where I've been going to get my drugs, and I knew the people in there. And
I mean, we are creatures of habit. So, you know, when things change, it kind of throws us off.
When we get older and things change, it's even worse.
Yeah, I mean, just being back I've been home for 2 days, and it's weird already.
So when you were in the reserves, is it just, what are you doing? You're just drilling a lot?
Yeah, so it's mission dependent. Every unit or organization, rather, is different. So for me, I've been in units where I was traveling a lot. One of my jobs as a sergeant was a railway advisor. And we would do missions in Africa and in Poland and in Europe.
You traveled there, huh?
I didn't travel at that time because it was COVID and we had a lot of restrictions. One of the cool missions that I did go on was in Alaska, where we went to a joint Air Force base in Alaska, and we inspected their rail. So walking 10 miles of rail every day was cool to see. I got to see a moose. I didn't realize how big moose.
That wasn't in Barrow, Alaska, was it? Way up
We were in Anchorage and we were in Fairbanks.
That's a good. Yeah. By the way, those are nice tourist places to go to.
Yeah.
I thought we'd be up in Barrow where there's just nothing.
No. Okay. We flew into Fairbanks and then we had to drive 6 hours to Anchorage.
See, most people have to pay to go there. You don't have to pay to go there.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I pay with my time.
Yeah. So you're a second lieutenant.
Yes.
So you get to give orders, which is good.
Yeah.
It's always good to give them rather than take them. Okay, so you do that. How many times a year do you have to go get called into the reserves?
At a bare minimum, we drill monthly. So that means for those that don't know, we go to our unit typically the first weekend of the month or whatever the schedule dictates. Within those 12 months, we go to the range and we do sticks exercises.
Here in?
So I have a new unit, so I don't know exactly where they go, but typically, I train in Fort McCoy, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. So it was Sparta.
Near Sparta. Yeah, Toma. Sparta. Yeah.
Okay.
Over there.
Well, that's good. Let's talk more about the alder job.
Okay.
And we were talking before we came on the air, and I ask all alders this. Once you become an alder, people spot you, and they want to grab your sleeve, pull you over. Come on, let me tell you about something. Yeah. I got this loud car coming down the street every day. Yeah. Hey, come on, I got this pothole that nobody's paying attention to. This guy parks his truck over here every day. Mm-hmm. The garbage wasn't collected last week. You must hear that stuff every day.
And what's interesting is because I was gone, I was restricted to phone calls. So I would get at least 3 to 5 phone calls a day about issues that people have, whether it's, you know, my neighbor is working on his car early in the morning, or late at night, speeders that go down my street, in certain areas of my district, it tends to be more violent. Crowds tend to assemble more. To where they're just loud and disorderly, just things like that.
Firecrackers going off all hours of the night near the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th of July. Yep.
One of my best friends that lives in the 1st District, she posted on social media, as soon as it hit July 5th, 12:01, she posted on social media that if you pop a firecracker, she's calling the cops.
There was an alderman who used to be in the 4th District, and there were people setting off fireworks, even on the 9th of July. He walked up to their house, and he said, if you do it again, we're calling the police. And just to tick them off, they threw one firecracker. Mm-hmm. He said, that's it. The police were down there.
Yeah.
I mean, he said, just do one more.
Yeah.
And they called him on it, and he got the police down there. I mean, I understand the 4th of July, you're firing fire, but when you start going a week later, enough already.
I mean, and even in my law enforcement capacity.
You're not supposed to do it at all.
Having to do that. Yeah. You know, and then one of the things, I was an intern for the mayor's office almost like 10 years ago. And the mayor at that time wanted to start a program called Protect a Vet. And it dealt with vets who have PTSD.
Yes, the loud noises really affect them, and it's a real thing. It's not just something that's...
And how people get triggered, and their mind goes back, and then when they go into that high tense moment, and their mind is back to when they were in war, you know, having to de-escalate and calm them down and try to bring them back.
Yes, that's a real thing. Yeah. I know, same thing with people on animals.
Mm-hmm.
I have a picture on my phone. We have a pit bull that comes over every Friday, but on the 4th of July, she spent time over our house, and she was just staring into the corner of the room. She put her face into the corner and stood there. I'm just for hours on end because she didn't want to face the noise. I mean, people, animals, they just hate this, but the people of fireworks, they don't care.
Yeah. No.
You know, my wife did once. Our neighbors, this is years ago, next door neighbors were setting off fireworks, and you can leave that closer to you in that soda. I know. I just, when you were pushing things around. They were setting off fireworks. And the visiting mother next door said, why don't you set them off over there, not in front of our house.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife said, don't set those fireworks off. And they did anyway.
Mm-hmm.
She took a garden hose out and hosed them down. And the mother came out and she said, I warned them if they continue to set them off in front of our house, because they were going on our lawn. They were shooting off Roman candles going all over our property. I was going to stop it. And she hosed them down. And that was the end of that.
Yeah.
But you gave him a warning before she did it.
Yeah, I mean, that's when we were big into community and villages, raising our young people.
Well, my wife worked for the police department in Caledonia.
And that worked
for several years. Yeah. So she knew what you can get away with. Do you have any aspirations to go bigger than Alder?
Right now, no. No.
The governor job's opened up.
Yeah, and I have no interest. I'm 30 years old. I have enough on my plate as it is.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay, here's why there were a lot of reasons why I wouldn't become president, but here's another reason I found out. The president gets free rent to the White House, but the president has to pay for everything else. Mm-hmm. Groceries, housekeeping, parties, vacations, toiletries.
Yep.
He can't even get free soap.
And a lot of people don't know those facts.
Yeah, I thought everything, once you're president, boom. You got to pay for your groceries? Yep. We can't give the guy some, free Oreo cookies? Or we can't
give him every little thing.
A glass of milk?
Uncle Sam has a way of getting his time. He has a way.
Wow. Yeah. I never knew that before.
Yeah, he has a way.
Okay, so what are the burning issues right now when you go to the council meetings? Mm-hmm. What's the big burning issue? Do you have one now?
Right now, at least within the first district, because I can't talk about other ones.
I will. I could talk about anything.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Like I said, public safety is one. I had a meeting with one of my constituents on Saturday, and he was talking about, two people actually I met with, three, a lot of people. And public safety is and forever will be a hot button issue, whether it's traffic down in downtown and speedsters going through intersections or people making threats that make, potential shoppers feel unsafe. So that, and then the other side to that are business owners who are getting their property vandalized by, kids who come into the store and just cause chaos and wreak havoc and don't, pay for the property that they damaged. So that's a hot button issue right there.
I live on Maine, I told you, and the speeders on Maine, all hours of the night, especially on weekends, and these cars now have the, I don't know what that sound is on their mufflers. They go,
it's a loud exhaust.
Yeah,
and it almost sounds like gunshots.
Yeah, it sounds like gunshots.
Yeah.
And this is, especially on weekends, all hours.
Yeah.
And when you live on Maine, you kind of get used to it, like living near the ocean. You don't hear the waves after a while.
But the funny thing is before I moved downtown, I lived in Mount Pleasant on Braun and 31. So being there and then moving to downtown, I texted my friend and I asked her, I said, how do you do this? You got parades and festivals and bars and people driving like crazy. And it was just so much noise for me to get used to because my apartment faces downtown. So it's a lot. It's an adjustment.
It is. And when you live on Maine, you have to get used to those noises. And of course the parades.
Yep.
We're on lockdown when the parades come through.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's kind of fun to have it right in front of your house.
Right. I don't have to worry about a seat because I can just look outside of my window if I want to.
Yeah, you want a snack, go back in.
Go back to
the bathroom,
apartment.
Go right back in.
Yeah.
And of course, we have friends and neighbors who, can we use your property? Can we set up a tent? And it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. Well, thank you for coming in today.
I appreciate it.
This wasn't as bad as you thought, was it?
Nah, I'll be back.
Yeah, you'll be back.
Yeah.
I never had anybody, Molly Jones, she passed away recently, but the first time I had her in here, she was so scared and nervous. She was shaking.
Really?
And I said, let's have a conversation. By the end of the conversation, I wouldn't mind coming back.
Yeah.
Her hands were shaking.
Yeah.
I don't know if she thought this was going to be 60 minutes.
I don't know.
Or Dateline. I don't know.
I mean, I like pressure, so, one thing that I will announce before I leave is I have a town hall August 12th at the Bray Center at, I want to say, 6:30. So for everyone who is a part of the First District or people who are just passionate about community issues, please come out August 12th at 6:30 at the George Bray Center.
Okay, that's one more time. August 12th.
Mm-hmm.
What day of the week is that?
That is a Tuesday.
Tuesday, August 12th. Time again?
6:30.
6:30 p.m. at the Bray Center?
At the Bray Center. Yeah. It's
and where
on
is that?
Center Street. I don't have the exact address.
Okay, so it's on Center. It's in
our district, just right down the street from the police department.
Is this your first one?
This is my first one.
Okay, you never know what you're going to get.
I know. And I'm ready for all of it.
And some of these congressmen are holding, the Republican congressmen are holding, and they're getting an earful.
Getting drilled,
And I don't think some of them are ready for it.
Nope, but that's what I signed up for.
Good for you.
So I signed up.
I think you had a good future ahead of you.
I appreciate it.
You're like a good human being, and I like that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Malik Frazier, First District Alder, and we will have you back again.
Yes, sir.
We got more stories to get out of you.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much.